Cowabunga. Welcome back to our show! This week, we're resuming our turtly awesome TMNT adventure. Before we dive back into the action, I thought I'd get my cast members to talk about the turtle that they're playing. Who wants to go first?
I'm playing Raphael, which is a turtle. I am fond of all the turtles. There's a little piece of every single one of them inside of all of us. Raphael, I think, is an interesting turtle in the four because he's so vastly different from the cartoon show, which is what I think of as real turtles, versus the movies, because in the movies he's kind of more like angsty and angry, and
he's like Wolverine in the movie.
Yeah, he's very much the Wolverine. As a kid, I used to all the time draw crossover X-Men Ninja Turtles, like the Turtles as X-Men, and he was always Wolverine because he has also like the three pronged psi things that look like Wolverine claws when he holds them. So yeah, but for me, you know, I was always kind of thought that Raph was, I never got how he was the funny one in the show. He's like kind of the sarcastic guy who's quoting the movies and stuff. And then they took all of that and gave it to Mikey in the movie. Pretty weird, right?
Yeah. And in the movies, Raph just becomes like basically a violent monster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's always angry at Leo, always fighting all the time. So who knows? Maybe that'll come into the game a little bit. Maybe he'll get angry at Leo at one point.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
Ross?
So, yeah, I guess I'm Donatello. He does machines, which is kind of his defining character trait, I think. Donatello's kind of the Carlos of the group, as in he's often the most... he's often the most hesitant to act and kind of the
Oh, you mean Arnold?
Arnold of the group, sorry, not the Carlos.
I was like, he's not Carlos at all. No. I'm like Carlos.
Yeah. No, he's the Arnold of the group, sorry. Mm-hmm. And he is frequently a bit more hesitant, a bit skeptical, a bit boring. So that resonates with me in a big way. but yeah, I always liked him. Now that I think back on it, I always liked the fact that he could actually like hit things because he was using a totally non-lethal weapon.
Right, he's not hitting a trash can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As opposed to the lengths to which the other teammates would go to use their very lethal weapons to completely non-lethal effect was pretty spectacular. But Donatello actually, you know, used the bow staff, so that was cool.
One thing that I noticed about Donatello is that his weapon, unlike the others, is always breaking too, and every time it breaks, he always says something along the lines of like, "That was my favorite bow." Like,
yeah,
I'd forgotten that.
The best thing about the bow staff is when you go up against Rocksteady in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles NES game, you can stand at the top of the level
and just keep
and
hitting
just push
it.
Push down, hit down, and hit Rocksteady, and there's no danger of getting hit by him.
Yeah, he was always the best turtle to play as in the games because his range is absurd, and he's very and that's like all that mattered in those early games is like your hitbox pretty much. So that's Donnie. Donnie?
Sure. So as a kid, actually, Donatello was my favorite. Purple was my favorite color, and I always identified with like the nerdier characters on shows. But as an adult, I much more embrace the party dude lifestyle.
You do?
Like Michelangelo. And I like that he's carefree. I like that he likes pizza. And kind of like Nick was saying, he does get all of the fun stuff that did belong to Raph in the movies, which, you know, I enjoy that aspect of his character, even though it's not present in across all iterations of the Turtles.
Cool. So I'm going to say Leonardo is my favorite turtle, and he's always been my favorite turtle, which is kind of weird because he's like the boring one, like the leader. But it's not, it doesn't have much to do with his personality necessarily, even though I am protagonist trash, as like, you know, people know. I like swords. I like them a lot. And any character that has swords, I am there for that. So I always thought he just had the coolest weapon. And he was like the best fighter and tactician. And I was like, oh, why wouldn't everyone want to be Leonardo? Like, he's dope as hell. And then I like grew up and I was like, oh, he's like actually like really obnoxious. and like, I would probably hate him if I had to actually deal with him. But I have a lot of affection for the character from a very young age. And I feel like he's got a very necessary, he's a very necessary part of a kid's cartoon, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And you kind of respect that he had to be a bit of a stick in the mud just because the other turtles were careening
just
in
fucking
different
around
emotional
all
directions.
The time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's Splinter's favorite, which I like. I like that dynamic, the idea that like there's someone who's a little bit of a, like a daddy's boy, which I, you know.
It's sad that Splinter has a favorite, though.
Yeah.
It kind of is, but.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. They're certainly the one that he has the most highest expectations for, because in the movies, you kind of go like, seems like he's giving Raph a little bit of special attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
have you ever seen the I think it was in like 2008 or 2010 it was just called TMNT,
yeah,
the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that, yep, turtle? Oh, the one that was CGI, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I really liked
it. It was
one.
Really good. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like that had a lot of that hothead Raph.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And Raph and Leo fighting.
Yeah, yeah. That was really cool. That,
didn't the movie start with Raph being like away or something?
I think so. I think he like ran away. Yeah.
Well, Leo was away. Leo was in South America,
yes,
training to be an even better leader. And Raph was like going out every night as the night
as a
watcher.
Superhero, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a vigilante.
Because that takes place like, I don't know what like canon it uses, but it's after Shredder is defeated.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it was meant to be like in the canon of the movies, but with a lot of the animated stuff going, mm-hmm, on too.
Yeah.
I remember that one had a really good voice cast too. It had like Patrick Stewart and like Sarah Michelle Gellar and stuff. Ross, I think we watched that in college, didn't we?
Repeatedly.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched that a few times.
It's on Netflix now.
Right? No way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I was gonna. Okay, well, I was gonna watch it.
Well, that would have been on your own time.
Well, yeah. I guess it would be.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, heroes in a half shell, turtle power. They're the world's most fearsome fighting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're heroes in a half shell, and they're green. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, when the evil Shredder attacks, these turtle boys don't cut him no slack. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Splinter taught them to be ninja teens.
He's a radical rat.
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machine. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Raphael is cool but rude.
Give me a break.
Michelangelo is a party dude. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
All right, so we can pan back to the turtles' lair. Since in the time between the two episodes, I decided that I thought about it, and I really like the idea of Splinter having a mount, so he has decided to, like, make a little harness for April, and he's, like, riding April around, and he's just having a good time. All that aside, so Leo's calmed down now, and he says, like, guys, this is a problem. We have no idea how this started happening, how many people are affected, or what the source of this is. We need to figure out some way of rounding up all of those answers.
I've got an idea. What if we just get a bunch of people to stand in the middle of Times Square with their pets, and then we just wait for them to transform?
That's actually not too crazy. We could say it's like a fun pet gathering. Wait, don't they have those?
Probably.
They're called dog parks.
Okay.
Let's go to a dog park.
I was waiting for Raph to say something snarky and mean to Mikey, but you actually seem to like that idea.
You know what? I was gonna razz you, but I like this idea. It's great. Let's go to the dog park and wait for everyone to transform.
Okay, Raph, do you want us to do that? I can't tell with your tone of voice sometimes.
You know what? I really want to do it, guys. Let's go.
Leo shrugs. And so yeah, you guys head to a dog park.
We're taking the turtle train this time.
The turtle train?
Yep, it's a train.
That's really awesome. What does it run on? Where are the tracks?
It's like on like abandoned subway lines. And it's like the wheels look like little turtle shells.
That's so
oh
awesome.
My god. And okay, Michelangelo's so face is on the front of it for some reason.
So we take the turtle train to like an abandoned dog park. Ross, you lived in New York. Where are we going?
Central Park. It's '80s New York, so it's abandoned, dangerous.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys go to Central Park. You guys go near like there are a bunch of like ducks and stuff like that. Not like fucked up ducks, just like regular ducks. Yeah.
They're all yep. kind of messed up in a way.
We are once again in trench coats and fedoras.
Oh right, because yep. you're going out. And, yeah. You're going in public. So.
Well, I guess we got to convince people to come to this. Kind of creepy abandoned dog park in the middle of crime-ridden Central Park.
Sounds like a plan. What do you suggest, Donatello?
We can say it's a big dog festival that people okay. should bring their dogs to. Okay. Safety in numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we should clarify that it's a big dog festival, not a big dog festival.
Yeah, not...
We don't want people to with small dogs to think that they can't come.
Good point on that one.
We also want to clarify that it's not a festival for people who exclusively wear the Big Dog branded t-shirts.
Though they are welcome.
So that's obviously the commercial that we'll be doing later for that particular brand. Okay, so what's your plan? How are you going to get this message out now that you've climbed out of the turtle train?
Yeah, I think that we should have a... Well, can we... hijack the news station just for a second?
I don't see why not.
I'm sure that the turtle train has that capability.
All right.
Yeah, so what do you want to do?
Yeah, let's like make a real great commercial with just the four of us about how great this dog park is. Make sure that they know it's not for just big dogs and little dogs, but everybody's welcome. And not
okay,
even just
I'm
dogs.
Listening.
Let's get some cats in this dog park. Shake things up, huh?
Okay. I mean, April's with you, so do you guys like keep April on a leash or like what's your? Because you would never leave April behind.
We just have a cardboard box, and she just sits in it.
And we figured Splinter has it under control, so like.
Oh, so you are leaving her at the?
No, they're with us.
Yeah,
oh, they're all with us.
Okay. He is riding on her, but they're both in the cardboard box.
Okay, right. I mean, they have to be in the cardboard box because otherwise there would just be like a tiny man riding a cat, yeah. and that would lead to a lot of
yeah. We poke some holes in it; they're fine.
Well, he is wearing a trench coat and a fedora, a little tiny trench coat and a tiny fedora. So yeah. I think it's fine.
That's true. They just think he's a tiny man. Yeah. Well, a tiny whatever. They have no idea. Okay, so how are you going to shoot this commercial? How are you getting to Channel 6 News? What's the plan?
Well, Donatello can get started on the satellite uplink from the train.
Right,
to,
of course.
Take over the
satellite uplink underground on
yep.
the train.
All right, and let's
what are the rest of you guys?
Let's use the cameras on our turtle communicators because remember how we invented
your
the
turtle comms
first?
Yeah,
so
yep.
let's use those. Use our cameras.
It's actually they're actually shell phones.
That they are.
Oh, ouch.
So what do you? What's your plan then?
We film. I'll pretend to be a dog.
Okay.
And I'll Raph will be my dog owner, and you can just talk about how great the park is.
Okay. And also, like, I feel like the turtles also have a video camera in the van. Like, I vaguely remember them having a video camera. Is that wrong?
A giant, like,
turtle shell.
Like a shoulder mounted.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I don't see why they wouldn't.
I'm sure it's in the van somewhere, guys.
Yeah,
great.
All right, so you have a video camera.
Yeah, Donnie will take care of the camera work and put up the grand opening new dog park, all dogs and cats welcome sign, and then in front of the green screen because we're gonna add the dog.
The
park.
The green screen.
We can't use a green screen.
Yeah,
we cannot use a green screen. We will be floating shells.
It'll have to be. It'll be an orange screen. No, it can't be an orange screen because your color. Your
it's got to be a blue screen.
No,
because then my mask
won't show up.
A black screen.
I mean,
we're gonna have to use a black screen,
or one of us can just paint a scene real quick.
That's probably
really,
a better plan.
You know, you should paint a scene. What are you painting?
We're gonna paint the park that we're in on a canvas. Stand in front of it.
like an exact painting of the park that you are currently in. Okay. All right. All right. So who's going to do the commercial? So Donnie's on camera. Leo doesn't do well on camera, so he's going to stand off to the side. He has no stage presence.
Yeah, so I'm the dog, and Raph is the owner.
Mm-hmm. All right, take it away.
All right. Hey, New York City, do you have a dog like this one?
Bow wow.
Do you have a cat like this one?
Meow wow.
Well, come on down. Even if you don't have a dog and cat, and you have a lizard, if you got a turtle... What? Like this one? Uh-oh.
Hello!
You know, if you got a bird, come on down to this beautiful dog park. We're having...
Cock-a-doodle dog!
Yeah. We're having a righteous festival for all dogs and little dogs and all cats. Big cats, little cats, gerbils, hamsters, all of them. We're having a big old festival down here. It's in Central Park. Don't worry about the crime because we're also crime fighters. You'll be perfectly safe. Come on down. It's gonna be so much fun. Right, dog?
That's right.
You know what?
It's gonna be pizzerific.
Pizzalicious.
It's pizzalicious.
What was that you said earlier?
You know what my dog's name is? Rosebud.
No.
That's a cowabunga rap, folks.
So you guys, you get the shot, which is great because I wasn't gonna
one.
Make, yeah, you got it in one. I wasn't gonna make you do that again. So now you've got the commercial. How are you gonna get it to the news though?
Donnie, do you have uplink?
Do I ever? Can I roll technology?
Yes, you
to
can
uplink?
Roll. Wait. So what are your skills again? You've got does machines.
Does machine? I feel like this falls clearly under does machines.
You're right. It is does machines.
Distinctly. Doing a machine here never gets old. All right,
he's rolling, listeners. All right, cool. I was looking for two successes and you rolled a 9, so there you go.
And a 3.
I don't care about your 3. That doesn't help you.
Okay, cool. Well, sweet.
Talk us through what this machine does, or how this looks.
All right, so this machine is the Turtle Train to Satellite Uplink. So basically, you know that Pipes screensaver that you had in back with early?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows. So basically, it's like a little satellite dish, and it does that, and it winds its way through the sewers and eventually gets out and does a boopy boop and then sort of takes over the channel.
Cool. So people all over the city are like, you know, you see... The scene shifts to like several people watching their like 90s TV sets.
People walking by a TV store,
obviously,
and watching it in the window.
Right. And they're all watching Citizen Kane, and then suddenly it like cuts from Citizen Kane into your commercial, and they're all like, wow, that's so cool.
And then when the commercial's over, it cuts to
Casablanca.
Yeah, it switches movies to Casablanca. So in almost no time at all, you have a giant gathering of like lots and lots of people, but a not insignificant number of horrible, like, weird mutants too. Like, there are like, there's like a giant frog, okay. Like the mutant frogs that live in that like weird swamp that you guys know.
Battletoads?
No, these are like the ones like Napoleon Bonafrog and Genghis Frog and Attila the Frog.
Yeah,
and they have like horrible. Their voices are terrible. Anyway, those episodes were hard to watch. So you got like a frog with like a human in a little like tiny terrarium. No, it would just be a frog, right? So it would just be a giant mutant frog and then
and
like
a
tiny
frog.
Little small frog in a terrarium, except the tiny frog is wearing like human clothes. So he's wearing like, I decided this one is wearing like a straw hat and like vacation clothes.
Sure. There's another frog that's wearing a top hat and holding a cane and singing.
Yeah. Hello, my baby. Hello. And then you've got like a horrible guinea pig monster holding like a tiny cage with a, like, because you guys said that all pets were welcome, so all of these like mutants are bringing like, you wouldn't bring a guinea pig to a park, but if there was a commercial that was compelling enough, you might.
There's a giant green rabbit in a spacesuit with a small green rabbit in a terrarium. There's a giant duck with one eye and like four arms.
Yep.
just the whole crew of the Righteous Indignation.
Right. Yeah.
I was a big Bucky O'Hare fan.
I mean, we're gonna do Bucky O'Hare, so I knew what you meant.
There's also a robot with one eyeball, but he's not connect. He's not a mutant or anything. He's just there.
Yeah, he's just there. He's just there.
He actually has one of those big dog shirts on, so it all works.
That's why he showed up.
That was the confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got like bats and birds and dogs, frogs, mice, guinea pigs, a few horses.
Horse mutant would be horrifying.
It just looks like BoJack Horseman.
Oh God. except no, the hands are still hooves. Like
yeah.
No.
You got pigs and more cats and hedgehogs and raccoons and like yeah, because some people have pet raccoons.
Then there are also there's like just like a normal looking person who has a leash on. Attached to like another human, but they're just in a leather, full body leather suit with mm-hmm. a zipper in the mouth. That's all.
Are you guys walking over and talking to that person?
Yeah.
All right, I'll let this play out.
Hey, thanks for coming out.
Wow, the mutation ray really had a weird effect on your pet.
Yeah, the mutation ray.
Bow wow.
This is where like Raphael looks at the camera and does like a what's our rating? Are we Y7? I feel like this podcast can be Y7.
Sure.
However, one thing you guys notice is that in the park there are also like a few dejected looking mutants there who don't actually have like a little animal with them. Aww. And they look like really sad. A lot of them are crying, rocking back and forth, and like the ones that are like the alligator that's crying is like it's very obvious because like when alligators cry it's
big. Well, that's crocodiles. Crocodile
oh, fuck,
tears.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! What's wrong?
We've already got dogs.
Ferrets.
Ferrets. Ross, why don't you play this ferret person?
Whoa, aren't you illegal in the city of New York?
It's a really sore subject for us. But, yeah.
Also, he smells terrible. Like, real bad.
You're very musky.
Yep, it's a kind of a thing we do.
Yeah.
Makes it a strange pet decision, even if it's illegal, but... You know, sometimes kids really want a ferret, and their dad wants them to love them. So,
yeah, I think ferrets are like a big commitment as a pet. And if you have one, you're kind of like a ferret person then,
yep,
you know?
Yep, they're those ferret kids at school, and they know it.
You know, I wanted one as a kid, but my parents wisely wouldn't let me get one.
Well, let me tell you, your parents were less accommodating.
You would have eaten us, Michelangelo.
Well, as like a kid, but after the thing, Master Splinter was like, no, there can only be one mammal in the sewer who lives with you, and it's me. And I was like, come on. And he just wouldn't let me.
And we have to respect his decision.
Yeah, I guess. Why do you have to be such a like lame nerd? Anyway, why are you so sad?
Well, so these weird people called me up, and, you know, I didn't really, I didn't want to go along with their kind of violent and crazy plan, and they went and took my little ferret human.
When you say weird, do you mean a brain in a bio suit and a man with a metal mask?
That sounds bizarrely specific and correct.
Interesting. Well, that certainly narrows it down.
Guys, we've got to reunite this horrible-smelling ferret monster.
And hey, I'm right here.
We know.
Actually, could you stand a little farther away?
Oh.
Here's a giant toilet paper tube.
Oh, sweet.
He immediately goes and
jumps right in.
He jumps right in. So after you guys talk to a few more of these, like, horrible monsters, you get an idea of what's been going on. Donnie, you are able to, like, figure out that there's a pattern to these disappearances. Basically, like, some sort of weird rift appears, and then a bunch of... it affects, like, within a block radius, and you can tell, like, where the actual green radiation struck, because you talk to people who, like, see a flash of green light, and then notice that, like, a lot of their neighbors are not around, and, like, this has been going on over the past 2 or 3 days or so, you would say. You also know that only 60% of people in New York City have pets, so you're able to sort of pin down where these sort of disturbances are happening.
Yeah, Donatello's got a map, he's doing the triangulation, the whole shebang.
Yeah, so what are you guys going to do next?
So from this map, it looks like we can predict where they're going to, well, zap next.
That's true. I don't know that we have a way of actually stopping it, but maybe we can figure out a way to get to Shredhead from here.
Yeah, like maybe we could try to figure out how to reverse the polarity of that. You always say this, Donnie, you know, can we like reverse the polarity and get to the Technodrome or something like that?
Every time you describe my technologies, it sounds like you're making fun of me, but I was going to say that.
That's literally what you always say, Donnie.
Yeah, just reverse the polarity.
But it just sounds very sarcastic coming from him. I don't know.
Well, fine. I'll get to work on reversing the polarity for when it shows up next, which is probably going to be here in this huge concentration of people and animals, and that would make a lot of sense. Like, targets. High target area.
Just as the GM, like, you guys don't have a way of getting back to Dimension X. That's like, every time you guys get to Dimension X, you have to figure out a new way of getting there, because, like, for whatever reason, Donnie is able to, like, basically create alchemy and is a science god, but cannot figure out a way to get to another plane. You will need a plan of figuring out how to get there.
Well, if the portals open from Dimension X to zap people, then that means, like, while the portal's going, we should be able to go right through.
I think that makes sense, but what happens if Shredhead has an army of a bunch of these mutants waiting for us?
We do the usual and kind of throw tires on them and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that'll probably work, but what if he has a lot more?
More tires!
We're gonna need a lot of tires, guys.
Well, let's go down to the dump and collect tires, am I right?
Okay. I mean, you guys can go down and collect tires. That'll work, too. I was also wondering if you wanted to try to get some of these assholes to come with you.
Well, wait.
No, we'll just get the tires.
Oh, you can get as many tires as you want. I'm not going to stop you.
Hey, sad ferret person, want to come help us get tires and such?
You're going to have to answer.
If you can get out of your tube.
Or you could help us fight Shredder and Krang and get your owner back and turn back into a regular ferret.
Yeah, I hate those guys.
All right.
I'm with you.
But you'll have to make a check in order to, because he really, really likes this tube.
Loves the tube.
All right. So does anyone have any social skills?
No.
Like in the game?
Party.
Oh, you are a party person. Leo has... No, Leo's just obnoxious. I guess you could taunt him into coming with you, Raph.
Taunt him? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's call him a coward. Let's say that he doesn't like his kids. And basically that he's a coward if he doesn't come with us.
Okay, I'll have you roll cool but rude on that, and you have a +2 to this. Unfortunately, I also am rolling... Oh, wait, no, you have a +2, which makes this a 4, which makes it a success. Nice.
Nice. Nice. It always works.
Well, I'm humiliated and ashamed, but I'll come with you guys.
All right, just... A bunch more animals to go.
So on their way out, Leo takes one of his katanas and just, like, cuts open the toilet paper tube to, like, let the ferret out. And the ferret, like, climbs out and then just, like, starts weeping as he looks at the ruined toilet paper tube.
It's just so sad.
So yeah, I'm going to want a montage of a bunch of these awful animals that you're going to get to join you.
Hey, Croco Dude!
One of them is just Leatherhead, like that crocodile that you know. Leatherhead, doesn't Leatherhead have some terrible, he has like a horrible New Orleans accent. Like,
yeah. He says,
I don't really know that I want to do this, but.
Yeah, what does he say? He goes, well, my, it's the turtles. I think that's what he sounds like.
Yeah, so that is what happens. You've got that horrible stereotype, with you. And he doesn't even have an owner. He was just like. He just saw that
he's
there was a party
big dog
happening.
Shirt.
Yeah, you're right. He's wearing a big dog shirt, so he decided to come along. So yeah, you've got Leatherhead with you. Who else?
Let's think. It'd be great to have like a chameleon. A chameleon.
Ooh.
Man.
Yeah.
That'll be a great action figure. He's like,
yeah.
He's like called he's called Invisibil. Or something like that.
That's, and he can, this is gold. We're going to do this now. Now we're just going to make a bunch of like action figure.
So his action figure thing is if you like take an ice cube and rub it on him, he changes color. You remember that like color changing? Yeah, so that's his deal.
Yeah.
Like a cool shaven Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's walking around with a whole a tub of ice cubes that he can rub on his body to change color. It takes him rubbing the ice cubes on himself.
Don't we also know a fly man?
You do. You know, like a horrible. Oh, Baxter Stockman.
Yeah, yes. Baxter.
Oh, but he's not gonna help you. He's evil.
Okay.
Waspinator. I think we should definitely find some hedgehog person, mm-hmm. maybe not that particular one, but ideally one whose action figure will get recalled in a few months because it, like, shoots spines at alarming speed.
That choke people?
No, it get into people's eyes and oh, yeah. choke okay. and they can't see, yeah.
We'll definitely. Call this Danger the Hog.
Oh, yeah, good.
Danger the Hog, okay. We find some street sharks.
Yeah.
And a few biker mice from Mars. We grab a couple samurai pizza cats.
Yeah, just to
round
taste.
Up the old crew.
Yeah, yeah.
And SWAT cats
that's great.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
oh yeah, you'll need SWAT cats yeah. too. You need air support.
We'll also get some capital critters and
the Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
Oh God, yes.
And there are also
There's those Road Rovers, those dogs that like are secret agents or whatever.
Absolutely, there are also some killer tomatoes.
Yes.
Oh
some,
yeah.
Some weird. Stuff happened where it also worked on some food.
And some creepy crawlers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you need killer tomatoes because an army marches on its stomach, and, like, you're going to need to eat something.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
We will eat them. They're sentient, but we will eat them.
Yeah,
because
no,
how else are we going to make tomato sauce for our pizza?
It's a real Muppet situation. Like, you're definitely going to eat those, yeah. like, singing vegetables.
Yeah, I think that's the whole crew. I'm hard-pressed to really think of anyone else that we need.
I mean, you've got the, like, horrible stereotype alligator, a bunch of tomatoes, and, like, the pizza cats. Like, I feel like you're...
Thundercats.
We need some Thundercats, yep. for sure.
They're like, six snarfs. It's
as well.
Yep.
Yep. A brown Great Dane that can talk, but is a regular dog.
So you're basically... You're gonna get all these characters, but they're all, like, just... left of copyright.
Yes.
So like you're gonna uh-huh. get like Scrappy Darn.
Scamby Darn.
Yeah.
Jimber Jam the shark.
Jimber Jam. That's right, you have Jimber Jam as well. You also have the like they're not street sharks, so they're like
Roadfish.
Roadfish.
Which is especially funny because they were already a knockoff of the Teenage
yes.
Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
Oh, you also get the extreme dinosaurs. You can't mention the street sharks without the extreme dinosaurs, which were a knockoff, like a spinoff, I believe, of the street sharks.
We also get Mega Man.
Fighting robot, yes.
Mega Man.
Mondo dude.
He's like Uber Boy.
Yeah.
Uber Boy. Yeah, so you just basically have an army of like...
And the Kool-Aid Man. We just also get
the Kool-Aid Man. And his owner.
And Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
All
Chuck E. Cheese.
So you have this horrible army of like of 90s cliches.
And we do get just a puddle of goop.
Yeah. Boy, this could come in handy.
Somebody that got mutated with a Capri Sun. It's terrible. And then a bunch of kids with fruit for heads.
Right, you've got a bunch of like of Gushers victims. Yeah. So they're just uh-huh. like
one of them's a rockin' blue raspberry for sure.
Oh, and we have Squeeze-Its bottles that came to life.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So you basically have all these monsters with you, now you need to predict when the next portal's going to be there. So what happens is you guys find like Donnie can figure it out. He's got like a little radar type thing. But what happens this time when the portal opens is that a whole bunch of foot soldiers pour out.
Oh no.
Oh,
foot
great.
Soldiers. Let's do the thing we usually
do. All right, so I'm going to have you guys draw initiative cards.
Okay.
Ross, there we go. So Savage Worlds is weird and has like a deck of cards that you draw for initiative.
This is, for the record, this is a normal deck of cards. This is not a Savage World deck of cards.
Am I just drawing one?
Yeah, I just figured you were going to do some...
I can do a magic trick if you would like. But we don't have to do that.
We don't have to, but I also feel like this is a one-shot show, and it kind of seems like a wasted opportunity if you don't do a magic trick
That's
with a bunch
true.
Of cards.
I'm having a time right
wow,
now.
Wow, Johnny.
Hold on.
Johnny just, like, dropped half the cards
and
on the ground.
Phone.
And his phone.
The trick's on Johnny.
Looks like that wasn't your card, Johnny.
Self-five.
Did you self-five yourself?
I'm sure
gonna give
did.
You yeah, let's take out... Oh, no, we don't take out the Jokers, actually.
Ooh.
Because there's special stuff that happens when you draw a Joker... you get like a bonus to act and you can go whenever you want and you bullshit happens basically.
Okay.
This is for Who do we think should go through the portal?
All of us. Go to come to us?
Yeah, so definitely foot soldiers.
Yeah, I mean, Bebop and Rocksteady can't because they're powering the thing.
How about, like, a bunch of rock soldiers and, like, General Trag? Evil mutants could come through.
So, oh,
like,
the ones that joined the army.
Yeah, the ones that joined the army. So I'll draw one for the evil mutants. They are an 8 of hearts. And then I'll draw one for the foot soldiers, which is a 4. Donnie, why don't you draw?
So I draw 2 because I'm level-headed. Do I just pick the highest?
Yep.
Cool. Oh, wow.
Wow, way to waste...
Yeah,
wow.
Burning really, through kings like my
you really
job.
Fucked over your brothers there. He drew 2 kings. This is for Leo. Oh, Leo drew an ace. That's awesome.
Do you want to draw for Raph?
Yeah,
I'll
draw for Raph. Raph drew a 4.
And I will draw for Michelangelo. So Jack.
Okay, so here is the order then. So the ace goes first, and that is Leo.
Makes
then,
sense.
Then Donnie. And then...
Mikey.
So then the, like, mutants... Then the foot, and then finally Raph. Okay.
Doing cleanup.
Before you guys fight, Leonardo says, "Turtles fight with honor!" I notice that's just a thing he says every time, like,
weird.
One third of the time.
Okay. What? No need to get preachy.
Yeah, Donnie, you're up.
All right. What was that hedgehog's name?
Which one? Acoustic?
Not acoustic. The one
Danger.
Hey, Danger. Hop on the end of the staff. We're going to do a fastball special.
Okay, Danger jumps on your step.
So we, Dontello, like, essentially facilitates Danger, like, launching himself in a spinning ball of spikiness at the opposing foot soldiers.
Do you think this is turtle power or ninjutsu?
Ninjutsu, I think.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so roll your ninjutsu.
More, turtly.
And you are attacking who?
More the foot soldiers, because okay, so this might, because this, as we've established, this is a kind of violent toy, so we want to make sure we can, like, really obliterate these foot soldiers, because they're robots, right?
Yes, they're.
Yes.
Oh, very good call, Russ. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are looking for, you're looking to beat their parry, which is a 5.
Alright, so. I've got a d6 and a wild. Do I always have a wild?
You always have a wild.
Nice. The wild is this one. Yeah. Alright, ninjutsu happening. Boom.
So what did you roll?
I got a 4 and a 3.
So here's what happens.
Well, what if I want to spend one of my bennies?
You can spend your benny.
I'm going to spend a benny.
Wait,
I'm gonna
how do you have 5? There's no way I gave you 5.
I don't have 5. I just kind of took
you
a die.
You have 4 and you just keep cheating. You cheat so hard.
I do. I've got 3 now.
Okay,
honest.
All right.
Spending a benny. Spenny.
No.
Oh, yeah. Got a 5.
Oh, wow.
Feeling good.
So you hit their, you do hit their parry, which means you hit them and now you can do damage on them. Their toughness is a 6. What do we think is the damage rating for a giant hedgehog being bowled at someone?
I don't know.
It's probably
400,
like
500?
500? You know what, Russ? I'm going to say that this is kind of like a flail. So I'll let you use your strength plus a d6 damage.
Nice. So my strength is a 4. Mm-hmm. Is that a d4? Or is that just 4?
It's just 4.
Okay, so plus a d6. All right, d6. All right, a 4.
8. Okay, you have done about... So you bowled over about half of them,
I'd say,
by yourself. You did better than Leo did with your... Leo gives you a thumbs up and says, "That's using your head."
Teamwork makes a dream work.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Who's next?
So I'm gonna do some turtle power.
Nice.
And this comes directly from the original Xbox Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fighting game. And I am going to take my nunchucks, and I'm going to swing them above my head like propellers and fly and kick my feet into people while saying, eat feet, the whole time.
Is this real?
And that is a real thing that you could do in that video game.
That's awesome. All right, so what's your turtle power rating?
My turtle power is... Oh, brother.
Eat feet. Yeah,
and that
it's
was,
an 8.
The thing is, that was the... only thing he said when you did that, and you could do it like indefinitely, so he would just say eat feet over and over again. It was a very bad choice.
All right, so go ahead, why don't you show, are you gonna yell eat feet?
I am.
So roll a d8 and a d6.
Do I have it?
He doesn't have a d8. Here we go. Take this orange for Mikey.
Thank you. D8. That is a 5 and
a 6. Oh,
a 6,
which blew up. So okay. You get to roll that again.
1.
So that's a total of 7 on that die.
Okay.
Who are you targeting here?
Foot soldiers, for sure.
Cool. Well, the foot soldiers are eating feet.
Eat feet.
Cut to the rest of us. Oh, not this one.
Leo took out about a quarter of them. Donnie took about half of them. I'm going to say that, like, the foot soldiers are done.
Okay.
So the foot soldiers are done and do not get to go. So now it's up to the mutants. What do you guys, like, who are the mutants that have come out of the portal? What do you think they're going to try to do?
I think they're definitely, like, the villains from these various 90s animal-based series that we've been
like
talking about.
Oh, like Dr. Piranha from the Street Sharks is here?
And the toad, oh, I forget what they're called, but from Bucky O'Hare, like, the bad guys were all
toads.
Those space toad things, right? The toad army?
Yeah, but I think toad was, like, an acronym that stood for something weird.
And then, like, Dark Cat from SWAT Cats is there. And that weird cat lizard thing. Because there was a cat that had a pet as a lizard, apparently. Who?
Sly from Thundercats and, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Because those guys were even called the mutants, so.
That's right! So anyway, you've got all these obvious copyright violations attacking you now.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say that they are going to... They're going to try to attack April, the cat.
Oh, no!
And grab April. So I'm going to give them a D10 and a D6 wild die. I think April is... You guys are all in like a in a circle formation, basically, surrounding the portal. And April is in, like, in the middle of you. And then they're going to try to like barrel through and grab April. So I'm going to say this is a relatively hard thing to do. So I'm going to look to them to get two successes for this. And they do it. They got an 8.
Oh no.
So they have successfully like made their way directly into the middle of the formation of the mutants that you guys have. And they've grabbed April the cat. And she's struggling and mewling and screaming. But Raph gets to go next.
All right, good. I'm going to use my... ninjutsu, I guess, and I'm gonna take out my scythe, but I'm not gonna stab them with the scythe. I'm gonna stab them into the tires that our ferret friend has around his body. I'm gonna lift them up in the air and toss them onto the bad guys.
Awesome. So your ninjutsu is a D6 and another D6. And let's roll that. And I'm going to say you just need to get hit a 4 for this.
Okay.
So let's see what you roll. You rolled a 6, which blows up. And that's a 7. So that's still one success. So yeah, you do it. Tell me, why don't you just narrate what happens then?
All right. So I throw the tire. It goes vroom, vroom, vroom onto the guys. And then I say, hey, are you guys feeling a little tired? And then I knock them over and they fall down. And I get April, right?
Yeah, and you get April. I'm also going to give you another Benny because Johnny hated that joke.
Yeah, I did.
So I don't know how many Bennies you have. You should have 4 now?
I think I only got three. I only got 3 Bennies because I spent a Benny earlier.
Okay, so you have 3 Bennies now. 3 benefits. Okay, so the villains are going to go again. The foot soldiers are all like wrecked. A lot of them 8 feet. The result of them eating feet is that like... they're like short circuiting and stuff like that, and like there's a bunch of like crackling stuff because they're robots.
Yeah.
But the mutants are all have like black eyes and they're bruised and stuff like that from the like the how tired they got, we'll say. And so they're ready to fight you guys again. They're in a ready position. But it's up to you how you want to handle this.
I mean, do we just go back down the order?
You can if you want. Yeah.
I think we might be able to convince them. I'm not sure they actually like working for Shredhead.
You can try it, but if it doesn't work. They better prepare to eat feet.
Okay, what are you going to do, Donnie? Actually, hey. Leo can go first. Do you have anything you want Leo to do to prep them for this?
All of it. But...
You want him to do all of it? What do you want him to do?
But I think I want... How about Leo sets a stage by saying, hey, we don't have to fight. You can, like, remember the good times you had with your owners.
Leo gets up and, like, a spotlight comes down and he says, like...
From the blimp.
Oh, right, exactly. From the blimp, which you've recalled using your little button.
Yep.
Mutants of New York City, why are we fighting? We don't have to fight. Our real enemy is the Shredder. He put you up to this. We know that. If you can help us, we'll help you.
And also, like, remember the good times you had. Why would you want to fight against your former companions? And like also now that your humans have been like turned into pets, they're definitely gonna treat you way better because they understand what it's like. Like, take it from me. I'm obviously kind of not. I guess. Actually, point of order. Do we remember being pets?
Vaguely.
Yes, I do.
We were babies. We were baby turtles. So
So yeah,
as
sure.
As much as you remember being a baby, that's how much we remember it.
I remember being a like a someone's pet, and yeah, and it was really special, and
And if you don't join us, prepare to eat feet.
Yeah, come on, guys. Now that you have gained sentience, don't you hate it? Wouldn't you just go back to just being fed all day, doing nothing? Isn't that the best?
Yeah, like, we try to get back there. We eat pizza all the time, but it doesn't fill the void inside.
But it's still really good.
Do you want to make a roll for that?
Kind of all did it.
Yeah, we did it together.
Yeah, what kind of role would that be? Would that be turtle power?
No.
Maybe it's because it relates to the ennui of being a turtle that was once
Yes, that's definitely turtle power. You're right. You're right. It's turtle power. Not in a fun way, though.
Not in a
Who has the highest turtle power?
Mine is 8.
Does anyone have a higher turtle power than that? Oh, Raph, you have an 8.
Okay,
yeah. Just roll a d8 and a d6, and I will give you... I will let you... you will need 3 successes for this, but because all 4 of your brothers... All 4 brothers are helping, and you're all trained in turtle power. I will give you 3, a +3 on this. So.
Okay. That's a 5 and a 3. But
what... So that makes an 8, and I said you'd need 3 successes, so that's only 2 successes. So.
Okay.
Gotta use a Benny.
You can use a Benny.
Yeah, I'll use a Benny. My favorite. So I get to reroll...
Both of them.
Both of them. Nope.
Okay. So you get about half of them to join you.
Okay.
Looks like we know what's going to happen to the rest.
Hope you brought a knife and a fork, dudes, because it's time to eat feet.
And so I think we can just, like, we can just cut there as Michelangelo spins his nunchucks around menacingly, and the camera just sort of pans behind him, and he flies up and directly at the group of unconvinced mutants.
And for the record, those are like the evilest mutants
The evilest, the ones that hate feet the most.
One's a snake, for sure.
One is definitely a snake.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. That's all the turtle time for this week, heroes. Join us in 2 weeks as we get dimension wrecked. Thanks again to all the Gen Con heroes I met and who came to our panels on starting an actual play podcast and finding a game system that fits your story, and the One-Shot Network panel. I want to give a shout-out to fellow One-Shot news show Warda. Warda is run by my friends Allie and Drew, and it's a fantasy setting that uses the Fate system that's coming at you via podcast and the One Shot Twitch stream. Definitely check it out. See you next time, heroes!